This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The man charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie on Friday has pleaded guilty, not guilty rather, has pleaded not guilty at an arraignment on Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
24-year-old Hadi Matar is charged with attempted murder and assault. He was denied bail by the judge in a Western New York court. The prosecutor calling the New Jersey man's Friday attack, caught on video by Stephen Davies, targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The author's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as an insult to the Prophet Muhammad by many Muslims. The book was banned in Iran in 1989, its leader calling for a fatwa, the killing of Rushdie. I'm Julie Walker.
Rushdie survived the attack. He is currently in a hospital on a ventilator. He may lose an eye. Tensions remain high around Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, though Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of repeatedly firing rockets at the facility. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said there's a real risk of nuclear disaster unless the fighting stops and inspectors are allowed inside the facility. The plant's operator reported the facility was at risk of violating radiation and fire standards after a surge in rocket fire in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant over the past week. It said several vital parts of the plant were seriously damaged, including the radiation monitoring sensors around a site where spent nuclear fuel is kept. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of firing weapons near the plant. Russian soldiers control the facility, but Ukrainian staff operate the plant.